question was recently asked by a husband that his wife needed to go to the mikveh. Instead of going to the mikveh, because there was no mikveh in the area, she wanted to go in the ocean. So she went in the ocean wearing a bathing suit. So the question was, is the bathing suit considered an interference or a hatzitza to the dipping? This was the question that was asked to Hakam Avadya. So Hakam Avadya clearly holds that a bathing suit, which is a tight bathing suit like we have, the waterproof bathing suits that are tight on the body, are certainly considered an interference, a hatitza, and the lady is therefore not considered dipped and is forbidden to her husband as a result. There is a famous teshuvah from Rav Moshe Feinstein in Ibn Ezer Chelek Dalet Siman Chav Gimal. Over there Rav Moshe is talking about a case where you have a bahur, young boy, ben Torah, yirei shamayim, but his parents were irreligious. And therefore, in all odds, he is a product of his mother being nida. So they wanted to know, is such a boy, can you marry such a boy? Or maybe because he descends from nida, so therefore there's a blemish. So Rav Moshe says, first of all, we judge him the way he is now. If he has Yirat Shamayim, and we see he's Baruch Hashem, observing the Torah and the Mitzvot, so then you don't have to worry about the fact that his parents maybe were not observant. Bashir Husham, we judge him the way he is now. And then he throws in one line, and he says, and anyway, probably his mother once went to the ocean on a vacation, and maybe she went swimming, and even though she had a bathing suit on, it's not a hatzitza, and even though she didn't have kavanah for mikveh, it's okay, because she don't need kavanah for mikveh, and even though she didn't count 7 clean days, you only have to count 7 clean days if she's really a zava, and in shamayim they know if she wasn't a zava or not. So it sounds like from this teshuvah that he's saying, and therefore, so maybe she did go to the mikveh. Not with kavanah to go to the mikveh. She went to the ocean once. She went swimming. And she did. So Hakam Avadya says, Chas v'shalom, to make a mistake from this teshuvah, Rabbi Feinstein, to think that if you go into the ocean with a bathing suit on, that it's considered a tevilah. That was not the point of Rabbi Feinstein's teshuvah. He was really discussing the status of the child that was from a nidah. By the way, he threw that in, but not that you should learn from that teshuvah such a halakha. So that's the first din. Sometimes the ladies get a psak from a rabbi, they have to go to the ocean. They have to know going in a bathing suit is accomplishing nothing. Secondly, Hakam Avadya addresses another interesting reality that takes place today in the Bet Din. Harambam writes that when a convertist, Giyoret, is going to convert, she has to dip in the mikveh. Arambam clearly writes that she must dip in front of Bet Din. Bet Din has to supervise the tevilah. Now, inherently, right away, we think, how could Bet Din supervise the tevilah? It's immodest. It's impossible. So the halakha says, she goes into the mikveh up to her head, and then the Bet Din goes in and just supervises that she dipped, and then they go out. They don't have to see her coming out of the mikveh. They see her go under. So that's what the halakha says. Oh, and it said bifnehem. So you can't explain it that they stand in the hallway and all that. It has to be bifnehem. So the rabbi said, but maybe that was in the olden days where the waters of the mikveh were murky. So when she's standing in the mikveh, the Bet Din can't see anything. But today that the mikveh, Baruch Hashem, are crystal clear. So even standing in the mikveh, how could the hakamim be in the room? So he said that because of that, if the giyoret would wear a robe that's very wide, that's not tight anywhere on the body, and the water goes through it, and goes through the robe and ends through the body itself, so that would be a way to alleviate this issue of tzini'ut, where the Beit Din can see the tevilah because she's actually dressed in something and it's not a tight suit that's going to cause the water not to go in or block certain parts. So therefore that's what he advised in such cases for a giyoret. So again, there is a difference between a loose fitting garment. For example, the custom in some communities in the olden days where they had to go in public places for mikveh, there was a tzini'ut issue. So the rabbis would be posek to go in a loose fitting garment. But again, since these halachot are very, very consequential in the sense that Hashem, if she doesn't go to the mikveh, it can lead to isur karet, with the husband going with his wife, that's nida. All these cases need to be discussed with a competent scholar, Tamid Hakam, so you know exactly what she's supposed to do, what she's not. We're just discussing over here in concept that clearly a bathing suit is forbidden. One should not learn from here that you can go to the ocean any time. You need a heter from a rabbi when you do that, because there's other laws that also apply when you go into an ocean, with chatzitzot, regarding sand, regarding making sure that she dips in totality. Who's going to supervise her in the ocean? Those are other issues that we're not discussing today. We're specifically discussing the inyan of the bathing suit, and not to make a mistake from that teshuva Rabbi Feinstein to think that he held that the bathing suits are okay. That's what Hakam Oya writes in Tarat Abayit Chalik Gimal Kufpe Bet. I quote: Nida shetavla bebegadeha imayu rachavim shamayim nichnasim darkam teora lebaala imayu mehudakim. Thank you.